Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born October 1st in Castro Valley and raised in Newark, California, he overcame a childhood populated with a drunken father and a mentally unstable mother to become one of the most fearless stand-up comedians in the business. You've seen his comedy specials, Norman Rockwell Is Bleeding, Love Is Evil, Armageddon, The Angry Pursuit of Happiness, Neverlution, and many more. You can keep up with him through his website, ChristopherTitus.com, and you can listen to his podcast, Armageddon Update, on numerous digital platforms. And tonight and tomorrow night, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Christopher Titus.
Mr. Titus, how have you been?
I've been fine, but you, my God, dude, how much Mexican food did you eat?
I know, right? I wish there was some rhyme or reason to how this whole nightmare started a couple weeks ago, but God damn, I would rather be prison raped than go through that.
Exactly. What happened, man? I mean, I know the pancreas and duodenum and stuff's pretty serious. One of those organs that just kind of you don't notice it till it just kind of craps on you. You all right?
Oh, dude, it went straight shooter. Like I don't have reoccurring pancreatitis. It never bothered me. Here's the crazy. I'll try to make it short, but the crazy part is over the weekend I was out at the land working at Disgraceland. And I gave myself a little umbilical hernia, and I could feel it. I'm like, so I text the doc on Monday and go, hey, this is what's happening. He goes, no big deal. We'll get it fixed. I go home, eat lunch, and I take about three bites of food. And within 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, God damn, what's happening? And I text him, and I'm like, hey, man, this has really gone weird on me. And within the hour, I mean, it hurts so bad, I realized there's something. This is not connected. This is two items happening here. I get in my Jeep. He gets a friend of his, a surgeon, to see me. Drive from way out southwest to North Kansas City, which is it's a long enough drive that I was white knuckling it, like sweating through my clothes. I'm starting to lose like the sides of my vision. Have to make the hot Kansas walk across the hospital parking lot into the air conditioning and then hit the elevator. And I'm almost faded. And I get into his office. And by that time they get me on the little examination table, I sweat through all the little weird paper that's on there and turn it into like if you just took toilet paper out and threw it on a wall. He goes, yeah, this is not I'm just a hernia, son. So I ended up in the hospital. They don't know why. Idiopathic. It just, your pancreas goes crazy. It killed my gallbladder because it didn't like the way it looked. Tried to kill my kidneys, I think, and die. And left my liver alone. But then you got to ride the whole thing out until you're enzymes go back to normal before they can go in there and get out the tissues that's dead so that it doesn't necroticize inside you. But there's no treatment.
Wow.
So I'm on a 5 or 6 day morphine fentanyl drip.
Wow. So there's an upside.
Yeah. Yeah. That slot machine that never, ever loses. That little button's magical.
Your pancreas joined ISIS for some reason.
Yeah.
And just decided to try to kill you.
It
wow,
did,
man. Here's the thing. Here's how damaged we are as human beings. I'm the same way. Yeah, I hurt so bad I can barely see. I think I'll drive myself to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insanity, man. You are a real man. Pancreas is going to keep you down. Damn.
So,
I'm glad you're back on the air doing fine. I am going to be at Kansas City this weekend, but I didn't call for that. I called just to make sure you're okay, man. You helped me out for so long, and when I heard about it, I was like, what the hell is going on? Oh, you're a relatively young man.
Yeah,
man.
No.
So do you have to change your diet and stuff now?
Nothing. I go, Doc, is this because of drinking? And he goes, well, it could be. He goes, but nothing's pointing towards that. He goes, you know, drink if you want to drink, but I drink slow and go and see how you feel. And I go, what about food? And he goes, eat a healthy diet, but I always tell you to eat a healthy diet. So right. They don't know. I no idea why. So we'll just have to see, man.
Your liver is not, so you can drink because your liver is not burned out.
No. Dude, that's...
Again, I want to point out, again, our screwed up families. Doctor, can I still drink?
I swear to God. Swear to God. Second question in. And I'm like, and I got to learn to not make the surprise face when he tells me my liver enzymes are normal.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. That's not, well, you know, when you are us, you have a genetic propensity towards both my parents, raging alcoholics. And you know, I got that. Thank you. I can drink so much and just look at people like, what? I'm fine. And then there's another, then I reached, but now I'm going to watch out for my pancreas. See, now, with, you know, if that didn't cause it, fine, but I'm still going to be a little more gentle.
Dude.
Only, you know,
I'm
glad you're okay. I know you got a lot of people to talk to, man, but I just wanted to make sure you were all right. I'm glad. I can't believe you're back on the air again. You're a psycho, man.
What am I going to do? Sit home? Listen, here's how you know, and this, I know it's an old hack joke, but it's true. I realize this is the longest I've gone without masturbating in my adult life.
Wait, you can drink, but you can't jerk off.
I don't want to drink. I don't want to jerk off. I'm at home eating these little Hawaiian bread turkey deli sandwiches, just like sitting still so I don't hurt anywhere. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, this is awful. But it's, I did nerd out on something I'm pretty excited about. I think you would dig, because just the same mindset is, have you seen the new Guns N' Roses Jersey Jack pinball machine?
No, did you get one of those?
Oh, God. After 8 months of ordering this thing, it came yesterday. Like, God sent that thing to me. It's so good.
Interesting how you saw Jesus in a pinball machine. That's fine. I'm fine with it too. So lack of pancreas will make you hallucinate too. That's great. Yeah.
Well, people find Jesus in different places. I find mine.
True.
You know. Pinball machines, it's the mechanics of it all. Like, you know, it's the video games are fine, I guess. But I've never been a big fan. But the kinetic energy and the music playing and these incredible lights and the way they got to build them and ramp them and, you know, the geometry of it is so.
Is it a new awesome. One? They made new ones?
Yes.
Or is it an old classic? Because I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I had a paper route when I lived with my crazy mom. And so I'd get paid on paper route. I'd give mom her cut because that's how it had to go. And then I would spend the rest of the money on pinball, man. I was pretty good at it, man. So when I'm back in town, man, after you feel better, I will come by and I will beat your ass at pinball.
I would love that. Dude, I'm telling you, I got an AC/DC one that's a new one and a Guns N' Roses. It's like, it's Nikki and I refer to this as scratcher card rich.
Yeah, so those are probably, yeah, pretty expensive. Do they make a Kenny G? I could probably.
Well, man, I'd love to see. You know what? Maybe I'll see where I'm sitting at tomorrow night in terms of energy. And I'd love to come and see you tomorrow at the KC Improv.
Yeah, man, I know, all new show. I'm going pretty hard on what's happened in the last year and a half. And if you can, man. You know, now you can, you know, since you can drink, we just won't give you anything. No Mexican food again. No Mexican food.
You're a brother, and I appreciate you, Titus. And, man, it's funny, man. I was thinking about you a lot lately, actually. Just, we had Stacy Keach on the show. He's been doing that narration. And it just triggered a bunch of old memories, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, we did, you know, Stacy, we did an episode of Titus. We did the final episode of Titus during COVID, and we had Stacy on. And Zach and Cynthia and David and dude, the episode, it's a finale episode. I never got to film. You know, we just did it because of COVID. And Stacy, damn, the dude's like 90 years old and he's still just, we used to call him the cutter because he would just come in, cut out the biggest laughs in the entire show and just leave. So if you want to see it on my website and dude, if you can make it, great, but don't hurt yourself. All right.
Right on, man. Take care, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
Bye, my brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.